Wisconsin has some of the starkest educational achievement gaps between Black and white students in the nation. In 2012, a group of suburban Milwaukee school districts launched a collaboration to address racial disparities. It's called the Closing the Achievement Gap Consortium. One part of the consortium is a summer enrichment program designed for students who face the worst odds, Black boys. The African American Male Initiative is a three-day overnight camp at Concordia University in Mequon. It has two main goals: to build students' self-esteem and set them on a path toward college. WUWM education reporter Emily Files visited the African American Male Initiative last week and has this story.
About 130 African American boys who go to high school in Milwaukee's suburbs, Racine, and Kenosha are participating in the summer program this year. It's structured as a four-year experience, with students returning each summer during high school. The teenagers are exposed to a college environment and taken on field trips to learn about different careers. Randy Drew directs the program.
But this is about empowering them to achieve and do more. We're constantly putting them in front of Black execs, Black entrepreneurs, Black business people.
This year's itinerary kicked off with a speech from Wisconsin's first Black lieutenant governor, Mandela Barnes. Later in the week, students took field trips to Northwestern Mutual, along with Miller Park and Fiserv Forum, to learn about the business side of Milwaukee's professional sports teams. When they're not on field trips, students are in classrooms at Concordia, engaged in conversations with mentors.
What we're going to be talking about today is yourself, exploring yourself, who you are, how the world perceives you. The world is going to perceive you different than what you really are.
That's Homestead High School teacher Sean Kreider, a mentor with the African American Male Initiative. He's leading a discussion about Black male identity.
Answer these questions. What type of stereotypes do young Black men deal with? Do you feel like you have to act a certain way?
The students break into small groups.
People always thinking that we're all gang violence and everything. We're not. That we're not smart.
That we're going to end up going to jail either way.
We're going to have a bad future.
These 14 and 15-year-old boys can easily list negative assumptions people might make about them. But they can also list their career goals and where they see themselves in 5 years. Mentor Marv Jenkins led that discussion.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, boy, this never gets old. Let's start right here.
Accountant.
Graphic
artist. Mm-hmm. Financial advisor, engineer, real estate agent, and artist were some of the other occupations the students named. This program spends a lot of time focusing on college and careers, especially with the students in their last 2 years of high school. Michael Casey is an incoming senior at Case High School in Racine.
I feel like it helped me mentally in a role like where I can like view different careers I can take and be like more into what life has in store for me down the road, you know.
Casey wants to study business, and he's thinking about coming back to this summer program in the future as a mentor. Mentorship may be one of the most immediate benefits of the African American Male Initiative. Achievement gaps won't close overnight, but research shows that Black boys are more resilient against negative influences when they have positive male role models. Jeremy Kobe is a student at Nicolet High School in Glendale.
The counselors are a big, like, key to this camp because not only they just teach you, like, how to be a leader, like, you can just go to them and personally and just talk about what you want to do and all that, and they can just help you about that.
The African American Male Initiative is now in its 5th year, and it's seeing some initial success in steering students toward higher education. The first graduating cohort of 12 students who participated in the program all 4 years will attend college or trade school this fall. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.